Go back to that day. What do you see?
It was an address steeped in outrage.
Those who stormed this Capitol, and those who instigated and incited, and those who called on them to do so, held a dagger at the throat of America and American democracy.
President Biden referenced Donald Trump more than a dozen times over the course of his speech, though not by name.
For the first time in our history, a president had not just lost an election, he tried to prevent the peaceful transfer of power as a violent mob breached the Capitol. But they failed.
The former president fired back shortly afterwards, dismissing the commemorations as political theater. The Democrats want to own this day of January the 6th so they can stoke fears and divide America, he wrote. That divided America was clearly on display throughout a day of commemorations and events on Capitol Hill. Just one Republican was seen, Liz Cheney, accompanied by her father, former Vice President Dick Cheney, at a ceremony marking the riot in the House of Representatives. There, the Speaker of the House paid tribute to the U.S. Capitol Police.
Because of them, Congress was able to defeat the insurrection, to return to the Capitol that same night to ensure that the peaceful transfer of power took place. Because of them and our members, the insurrection failed.
As night fell, dueling vigils took place across the city. This small event outside D.C.'s jail to protest against the continued incarceration of some January 6 protesters.
These guys here who, more except for maybe a dozen or a few dozen who actually, you know, pushed, shoved, pepper sprayed, more or less just followed the sea of humanity that they were trapped in.
Across town, a protest demanding that Congress protect voter rights as Republican-controlled states use the lie of an illegitimate election to restrict access to the ballot. This event also a reminder of the terror of the storming of the Capitol.
I remember crawling on my knees under banisters with a cane in one hand because I had just had a knee replacement surgery 5 weeks before. I remember lying on the floor with a gas mask in one hand and the cane in the other, thinking about how if I couldn't get up and leave, which I didn't think I would be able to, that I would attack the knees of whoever came to attack me, because I wasn't going to take it lying down. Not without a fight.
More than a third of Americans still believe Joe Biden did not win the presidency legitimately or aren't sure if he did. And most Republicans believe the rioters were defending democracy. The history of January the 6th, then, is still unsettled for many across the country. Shihab Ratansi, Al Jazeera, Washington.